Good evening. My name is Carlos from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
I am.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Westmore is doing as governor? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Moving on. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president? Same options. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly
disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approved. Thank you, ma'am. And now, overall, would you say that things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction? What's your opinion, to the best of your knowledge, in general?
I think they're moving in the right direction.
Right direction. And if the 2024 election were held today, for who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Probably Biden.
Okay. And for who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Biden.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing handling the economy? Same question, same options.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. I appreciate your patience. Now, moving on. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy? Same options.
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you. And due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Now, will you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects? Will you strongly support that? Or strongly oppose?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Now, which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Is it maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MART trains, or maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland? Number one or number two?
It would need to be, well, both of them, really, but... If I had to pick one, number two.
Number two. Thank you, ma'am. And I do appreciate you sharing that with me. Now, currently in Maryland, it's only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Now, do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
It needs to be a felony, not a misdemeanor.
So you strongly agree with that or somewhat agree?
What, that it should be a felony?
Yes.
I strongly agree.
Okay. Now, will you support or oppose a mandatory penalty for at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support? Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support. Okay, moving on. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount? What's your opinion?
Too much.
Too much. Okay, and pregnancy resource centers are places to... pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Now, the question is, do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers? Strongly favor them, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose? What's your opinion?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. And under a new law, a juvenile, 12 years old or younger, commit a handgun violation or a violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you support or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable? The same option, strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. What's your opinion?
Strongly oppose. Women, does that include the parent? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. No, just the juvenile. Is that still be the same?
Strongly oppose that.
And do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayers' dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally? Will you strongly favor that? Somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
If it's a matter of public safety, I somewhat agree.
Favor? Somewhat favor?
Favor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never?
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Thank you. Moving on. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem? A problem? Not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a big problem.
It's a big problem, and I appreciate your patience, man. We're almost done. As a way to increase state revenue, now, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
I oppose that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
Say that again?
Yes, ma'am. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank accounts access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Moving on. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employers having the right to strike? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Somewhat.
Support or oppose?
Support.
Support. Thank you. Moving on. Do you think a mentally sound adult with incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of a medical aid in dying to get prescription medication? They may take the past peacefully in their sleep. Yes or no? What's your opinion?
Say that again?
Yes, ma'am. Do you think that mentally sound adult with incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of a medical aid in dying to get prescription medication that may take the past peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
You're asking, do I support it?
No, yes. What's your opinion? Do you think they should have medical aid in dying to get prescription medication if they only have...
I think they should have medical aid.
Okay, thank you. So that's your answer, yes. If you have an incurable terminal illness, and still have a sound mind and less than 6 months to live, and you meet the legal requirements, would you want the option of a medical aid in dying, yes or no?
I would.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. And abortion should be illegal in all cases. What's your opinion?
It should be legal.
In all cases or most cases?
In most cases.
In most cases. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. Now, this includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Now, do you consider yourself having a disability, yes or no?
No, I don't.
Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate your patience. Now, Maryland tip workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour for their employer and get the rest of their wages on tips. Now, do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top of that?
I support it.
Strongly favor? Also want
to strongly favor.
Okay. Now, the last few questions, just for statistical purposes only, so we can finish, and it will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Now, in which of the following ages group do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
And with which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat or a Republican or an independent or other?
Other.
Other, thank you. Now, what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, African-American, or other?
Other.
Other. Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time. Now, what is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Baptist, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
Another faith.
Okay. And may I have that other faith just so I can write it down for the sake of the research?
No.
Okay. We can move on then. Thank you, ma'am.
Well, I can say atheist.
Okay. Atheist, okay. So that would be non-religious. Is that okay? Or just atheist?
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Okay. Enjoy the rest of the evening. This concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you.